Globalism 2023. 8 Predictions for the World in 2030. A video produced by the World Economic Forum, in cooperation with the United Nations, Globalist Marxist, in concert with the Agenda 2030, You Will Own Nothing and Be Happy. Also, 8 Great Lies by the Left. A website article by Michael Young, White Stone Fellowship. The Global March to Marxist Communism, a website article by Michael Young, White Stone Fellowship. Thirdly, the World Economic Forum in cooperation and collaboration with the United Nations presents 8 predictions for the world in 2030. The globalist socialists Marxist communists left will tell you that their goal is that by the year 2030, you will own nothing. No houses, no cars. No clothes, no appliances, etc., and you will be happy, like it or not. Anything and everything you want or need, you will rent online, and it will be delivered to you by drone. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes, writes Danish MP Ida Auken. Shopping is a distant memory in the city of 2030, whose inhabitants have cracked clean energy and borrow what they need on demand. It sounds utopian. Until she mentions that her every move is tracked and outside the city live swathes of discontents, the ultimate depiction of a society split in two. There is a lot of truth in the statement that if the United Nations globalists socialists Marxists communists have it their way, you will own nothing. Fourth, you will do it our way, or you will have nothing and you will be nothing. Here are the 17 sustainable development goals of the United Nations leftist globalist Marxist communists network. These goals are lofty sounding and seemingly beneficial for our world. If you read them with an open mind, you may agree and even be converted to their point of view. But not only are the methodologies for their implementation rigid, cold, uncaring, and murderous, and non-negotiable, the architects brag that resistance is futile. A mixture or portions of these 17 goals, in one form or another, have been touted by various socialist-style governments and peoples for centuries upon centuries. Each time, the results have been the enrichment of the then-elitists at the expense of the masses. And, each time, the results of pursuing these goals were regional financial calamity and disastrous in human tolls. History has taught us that the elitists knew ahead of time these goals were UN achievable, UN sustainable, and the results would be unconscionable. The combined death tolls of Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Ho Chi Minh, Pol Pot, Kim Il-sung, Benito Mussolini, and others, is estimated to have cost as many as 180 million human lives, see this Wikipedia page. The confoundingly sad aspect of all of this is that the communist left has really believed these goals are achievable at some level, and that these goals of a communist utopia justified the cost in lives. In the 21st century, with better technology, the left once again convinced that these goals are achievable and worth the cost, and they are by their actions are saying they are attainable by the year 2030, if everyone in the world will just shut up and comply. And if they won't comply? Then, they will be made to comply, or else. And we must add that the globalist Marxist communists are becoming insanely wealthy by raiding the world's global treasuries in the process. Sustainable Development Goals. Goal 1. End poverty in all its forms everywhere. Goal 2. End hunger. Achieve food security and improved nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Goal 3. Ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Goal 4. Ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Goal 5. Achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Goal 6. Ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Goal 7. Ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable and modern energy for all. Goal 8. Promote sustained, inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment and decent work for all. Goal 9. Build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization and foster innovation. Goal 10. Reduce inequality within and among countries. Goal 11. Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient and sustainable. Goal 12. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Goal 13. Take urgent action to combat climate change and its impact star. Goal 14. Conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas and marine resources for sustainable development. Goal 15. Protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems, sustainably manage forests, combat desertification, and halt and reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. Goal 16. Promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all and build effective, accountable and inclusive institutions at all levels. Goal 17. Strengthen the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable development. Asterisk acknowledging that the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is the primary international, intergovernmental forum for negotiating the global response to climate change. Fifth, an interview by Pastor Gary Hamrick, Cornerstone Chapel, Leesburg, Virginia with Jim Garlow. Former pastor, founder and CEO of Well-Versed, a ministry to members of Congress, ambassadors at the United Nations in New York City, and other elected officials, bringing biblical principles of governance to government leaders. This interview will help encapsulate the breadth, depth and scope of this spreading and seeding globalism, by way of this short 55-minute video. The bottom line? It is not enough that the well-connected gather and fight back, it will take all of us joining together, with a cohesive and comprehensive plan of action, the remnant of God. Arising in these last days. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Still aren't convinced? Read this up-to-date Fox News op-ed, as adapted from author Carol Roth's new book, You Will Own Nothing, Broadside Books, July 18, 2023. Stay with me on this. It really gets good. Your brother and guide, Mike Young. Previous, 21st Century Globalism, and How You Fit In. Next, Still Aren't Convinced? Read this.